There are moments where God is a consoling presence in our life, but there's also moments where God gives us a kick in the pants. And God is good about knowing the right moment when we need to be consoled and kind of more of what I call the hand-holding moments in our lives, and when it's a moment for us to get a little bit of a kick in the pants. I share that because I've been hearing more and more discouragement, and I think there's ways that sometimes we need to say, God, I need you to give me a loving but firm kick in the pants to help me to go forward with some of the things that are going on. Again, there are struggles, there's challenges, etc. But there's those ways we have to say, am I going to allow myself to stay in that place of kind of moping in the oh woe is me, or am I going to allow the Lord to pull me forward? And there are moments where I say, Lord, I can tell today I need a good, swift kick in the rear from you. Help me. Help me to do that so that I will go forward. And believe it or not, part of where I heard the Lord speaking that is in our children's vacation Bible school of all places. Because the theme of our vacation Bible school is they have a locomotive, and it's how God's power pulls us through. The idea of how a locomotive pulls, right, the rest of the train. And we all know that if it's not powerful enough, it's not going to be able to pull all that cargo and all the different cars of that train forward. And so the idea that God's power pulls us through. And this week, especially, I'm reflecting on the gift of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is not so much us being afraid of God, but it's realizing God's power and having an awe, a reverence, a respect for that power. And that's part of the idea of what allows us to do what today's gospel invites us to do. When God says that we're called to go through that narrow gate, we can't do it. It is hard. It's not easy. Jesus never said Christianity would be easy. Sometimes I think we get this lie that it is. It is hard, okay? But it's possible. And the reason why it's possible is because God's power is greater than any of the ways that it is hard or difficult. If we allow that fear of the Lord to live within us, we allow God's power to live within us as well. And we say, Lord, I have such a respect and a reverence for your power that I know it is greater than any of the other forces that can come against me or against the world. And I don't care if there's a pandemic or any of the other things that are going on. I believe that your power can pull me through whatever it is that I face in this moment. So today, let us ask the Lord to give us a kick in the pants wherever we might need it right now. And to say, Lord, I trust in your power. I grow in that gift of the Holy Spirit of fear of the Lord, and help to pull me through whatever it is that I face in this moment.